Well, I shall finish off the news this week with what I think was the best news from this year. And I don't suppose any of you will be surprised at all to hear that it was the seahorses arriving in the River Thames in London. I just think this was wonderful. That was reported earlier on this year, I think it was Easter this year, that the Zoological Society in London had actually for the previous 18 months been looking at a population of short-snouted seahorses living in the River Thames. And this was the first time, really, we've seen a permanent population. A few have washed in occasionally. I think there was one seen in 2004, and then not since the 70s, I think. So really, these aren't creatures we expect to see in the Thames. And they're now known to be living there, reproducing, living in a nice little population as far west, I think, as Dagenham. So sort of coming up into the river.
They've even gone to Dagenham.
I know, I don't know why they chose there.
And my family are from there, it's okay, I can say
we're
that.
Only, of course. Well, they obviously think it's great. It's still a bit salty there because seahorses don't live in fresh water, so there's enough of a tide still coming in there. So I think it's wonderful. And it was the reason we were allowed to announce the story and let everyone know they were there is because now seahorses are protected in the UK under the Wildlife and Countryside Act. So you can't go and collect them, you can't mess around with them, disturb them anyways, just leave them be. And I hope just be really happy and proud that the Thames is clean enough now for these lovely creatures to live in.
Thank you, Helen. It's The Naked Scientists with Chris, Dave and Helen. It's our Christmas special science phone-in. So any science questions on your mind, the email address for the programme is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science, The Naked Scientists. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Now, we had an email from Ian Curzon who said, "Hi to you all, love your show. Now, my question is, what are your top five science facts, things that will amaze us listeners so that we can brag about them down the pub, etc.?" I thought that was a really terrific question, so I thought we would ask everybody for their top five facts, but also you at home. So what are the scientific facts or figures or statistics which you find most mind-boggling or most amazing? If you've got a science fact that you'd like to share with us, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.